Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at the Print, and today I will discuss how the BJP's central leadership is drawing up a strategy to counter a series of OBC MLA's resignations and how the OBC Morcha of the party has been tasked with localized measures to tackle the issue. Concerned over the exit of nearly a dozen leaders from the other backward classes, ahead of the crucial Uttar Pradesh elections, the Bharatiya Janata Party's OBC Morcha has stepped in for damage control. While the BJP's central leadership is busy drawing up a strategy to counter the series of resignations, the OBC Morcha has been tasked with organizing door-to-door and street-corner meetings to inform the voters about all the welfare measures taken by the Narendra Modi and Yogi Adityanath governments. K. Lakshman, the OBC Morcha chief, will also start his tour of the state later this week. Speaking to the Print, he said that they will go door to door and highlight how these MLAs who quit the party have done it only for selfish motives. He further said that if the MLAs were really concerned about the OBC population and they felt injustice was being done, why did they wait till the elections to resign? Lakshman said people understand that all this is for the selfish interest. He added that the Morcha will also carry out corner meetings in all assembly constituencies, keeping COVID guidelines in mind, and highlight measures such as Kisan Samman Nidhi, housing for the poor, distribution of 1 crore mobile phones and others. A plan is also being chalked out to have OBC leaders of the party conduct small meetings in specific constituencies. The Morcha has also prepared a list of beneficiaries of central and state schemes and will make rounds of their homes. Lakshman said in every household, every person is bound to get some benefit or the other from the BJP's welfare schemes. He said they have prepared pamphlets that have information about all the welfare measures that the central and the state governments have introduced, and a team has been tasked to go door to door and highlight them. In their resignations, the MLAs and ministers had blamed the BJP for a grossly neglectful attitude towards Dalits, backward classes, farmers, unemployed youth and small and medium business persons. The BJP is concerned that these resignations can hurt it, as the party had swept the 2017 assembly polls in large part due to the support it garnered from non-Yadav OBCs. With a number of OBC MLA resigning and OP Rajbhar of the Suhail Dev Bharatiya Samaj Party aligning with the Samajwadi Party, things don't look so simple for the BJP. So the Morcha has decided to concentrate on highlighting the measures taken for the welfare of the OBCs. A senior BJP leader who did not wish to be named said, as per their estimate, the OBC population is around 40-50%. Also, non-Yadav OBCs constitute at least 30% of Uttar Pradesh's total population. The OBC vote, the BJP leader said, is very crucial for them, and they can't allow disinformation to affect their campaign, and which is why they have decided to reach out to the voters. The OBC Morcha chief Lakshman further said his unit will highlight key reforms, including the Constitutional Amendment Bill that was passed in the Parliament last year, giving states and union territories the power to identify and notify their own OBC lists. Apart from this, to attract the youth, the Morcha will also highlight how the Modi government had decided to apply OBC reservation in the All India Quota, AIQ, for medical seats both at the MBBS as well as post-graduation levels. OBC quota in the AIQ for medicine had been a long-standing demand of the community. That's all I have for you right now. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.